Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coolest podcast in the world. Today, I'm in here with Young and Ace. How you doing, bro?
What up? What is it? You know, I'm feeling good right now.
You're feeling good? You showed up rocking a couple of chains as a shirt, which is that's a good look. That's a very rapper thing to do.
Nah. Yeah, I don't, you know me. I'm just thugging. I came here thugging.
Yeah.
Just I came in here being me.
Let them know. I just want to start with the name. How'd the name come together?
Young and Ace?
Yeah. Because you got a very unique spelling there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, I always been the youngest when I used to run with my big brothers.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I was like, my uncle named me Ace.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, you know, Ace be, like, loyal. Like, my homeboy, he loyal. That's my Ace Boone Coon.
That's your homie that you can count on.
Exactly. So, I always been like that. But my uncle, you ever seen Paid in Full?
Uh-huh.
My uncle used to tell me I was going to be like Ace.
Oh, okay.
Now, I had different rewards.
There you go.
But, like, I used to be in this little music group called Young Gang, the way they spelled it.
When you were young?
Yeah.
Like, how old were you?
I forgot how old I was when I got in with it.
But it was like a little kids group type thing?
They were older than me. I was youngest.
Oh, okay.
But they name used to spell it like Y-U-N-G.
Oh, okay.
But I just stuck with it.
So that was, what age did you move to Jacksonville from Chicago? Like super young, right?
Yeah, I was like 2-3 years old.
Oh, okay. So you don't even remember it or nothing.
I done been in Chicago. It ain't really like Chicago, Illinois. It's just like
a random ass part of Chicago.
No, it's called East Chicago, Indiana.
Oh,
you know Indiana?
Yeah.
It's right there, like East Chicago.
What were your parents doing? They were moving around. Do you know what they were into?
My mama from there.
Okay.
My mom and all them. My daddy from there too.
And why they relocate to Florida?
My uncle wanted to move to Florida. I don't remember. I was young, so yeah. I'm glad we did, though.
You did? So you have positive feelings about Florida? Some people tend to, like, hate on it if they grew up there and shit.
If they hate,
then they're whack.
Fuck them.
They're not appreciating it.
I love it, though, but it's all I know.
Mm.
So it's like, it's just home. But even though I know it's fucked up, but I just know it's home.
It's crazy because, like, fucking Atlanta, there's a million dope rappers from Atlanta. There's a million dope rappers from Louisiana, whatever. But, like, Florida, man, Florida produces a very different type of human being.
Exactly. We're different, one in a kind.
Mm.
We cut different. We cut from a different cloth.
It's true. It's just different. Different shit in the air. It's that hot ass air.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's definitely hot out there. And you know when it's hot, it makes people mad.
Angry as fuck.
That's how it happened.
But I mean, when you think about Florida, it just feels like there's just not a lot of opportunity. Like when you're a young kid, it don't feel like there's a lot of jobs or like there's a lot of shit going on and stuff. It's just flat, barren, swamps. Hot as fuck.
Definitely not.
You describe that like desperation very well in your music.
Exactly. It definitely ain't no opportunity under. You gotta really make your own. You gotta make your own way.
Mm.
You gotta make your own way. You gotta be different. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? But Florida got a lot of talent though.
Mm.
They got so much talent out there.
There's a lot of people who are struggling.
Exactly.
And it kind of ends up turning itself into like really heartfelt music, I think.
Exactly.
Definitely. So what was your childhood like? You talk about it, recall, like you didn't really have a lot of fun. It wasn't really as...
Yeah, I couldn't really have no fun.
Why is that?
We used to struggle too much to even have... Like, fun to us was like, you know, hot shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fun with us is like...
Hanging on the block, stupid shit.
Yeah, just
on.
Doing a little dumb shit. That was fun to us.
Mm.
Getting on the nigga ass. So that's fun to us when we was younger.
Right.
Feel what I'm saying? But like... We used to struggle so much, so we couldn't like go out to like theme parties, and like I ain't really do no parties. I don't do parties because I'm high headed.
Mm.
Feel what I'm saying? So
you'll get mad as fuck and you just flip out on one of the guys who are in charge of the line or whatever.
Nah, not like that.
Whoop his ass.
Not like that. I was saying, I get like, if I feel a type of way, I just get to acting crazy. If I feel it, I feel the vibe of tense. I just feel like acting crazy.
Well, it's interesting because I'm watching you on vacation with your girl in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm seeing a different side of you, but I did kind of get that vibe that it's, and I'm the same exact way, where it's kind of hard for you to, like, when you're just used to grinding all the time and you're always just with your homies and you always, like, on a different level, and then all of a sudden you're with your girl and you're at a nice hotel and there's a beach and shit, and it's kind of a weird feeling.
Exactly. Because I don't really do that, so that's new to me. Mm. Like, she my girlfriend. She likes stuff like that.
Yeah. No, you got to give them your time from time to time, exactly, like that, to just show them that you actually really give a fuck about them.
Yeah, because that time mean everything, the attention mean everything. Mm. If no matter how much money somebody got or how much jewelry or all that extra shit they got, but if you ain't got the right intention, she going to go get it from somebody else.
And you might like recording and doing shows and shit, but at the end of the day, if you never take a break to sort of step back and be able to appreciate the money that you made and the life that you earned for yourself. Because a lot of these things, like even just being in Puerto Rico, you never probably even thought that you would be getting on an airplane and going to travel somewhere when you were young, right?
Exactly. I couldn't really see the brighter side until I had to like go deeper in my mind and see that it could be like somewhere. Mm.
When did you even start to envision that you could have a life that would go outside of your neighborhood or be able to start chasing after this rapper dream?
I started seeing it when I got the feeling myself, when I got the knowing like, oh, I'm like that. Or like, oh, damn, that nigga made that much money. I can do the same thing. I always been a hustler. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just knew. I just knew I had to do it because it wasn't no other way, or at least I'm gonna struggle my whole life.
Right.
Cause I ain't too much things I can do.
Really? Is that because you just kind of have the personality where you're on your own page, you're on your own wave? Like you probably have a hard time going to get a job or something, right?
Yeah, like I could say, okay, when I say it's too hard for me to do, I mean as in saying like, it won't satisfy me. Mm. Me doing this right here, it probably won't satisfy me. Like, rapping, I know I can make a lot of money out of it, right? But just rapping the whole time might not just satisfy me. I might want, I got to do this, real estate, got to do this right here, all this stuff, movie, actors, you know what I'm saying? All that to make more money so I can be satisfied, so I can take care of who I need to take care of.
But that's interesting because you seem like you come from an environment where nobody was really telling you, yo, you could be this, you could do this with your life, you could do that.
Yeah, I ain't had it.
But then you seem like you've actually managed to get into the point where you see all kinds of possibilities. Like, yeah, you're doing the rap thing, but you're also thinking about movies and all this. Like, what made your mind open up to those possibilities?
When I realized life was, I seen it firsthand. Mm. Like, I seen it happen to myself. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, ain't a lot of people around me been successful. Like, I don't know nobody around me successful that I done grew up with or I ever watched.
And that's how most people are. You know, there's a lot of rappers out there, ball players, et cetera, but the average person out there watching this does not know one from their hometown. There is nobody who made something out of themselves, period. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you just started to like realize that possibility. Did you feel like you had musical talent before you really like started to think about like, man, I want to have that lifestyle. I want to be in that position.
I always knew I wanted to be a star though. So I just knew it was something. But when I used to do music when I was little, see, I used to like listen to Michael Jackson and shit. Michael Jackson, oh, he dope. Mm. Actually from Gary, Indiana. That's right around the corner from East Chicago.
Gary is a crazy ass place, man.
Exactly. So I used to just like watch him do it when he was younger, like just watch him like grow and like all that. You know, I was young, so it's like
super young to be appreciating Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I used to have to go all the way back to him. He was already older, so I used to have to go all the way back to when he was younger. Mm. I just watched him. I ain't even watched the new him. I was watching the old him. While everybody was watching the new him, I was watching the old one. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I just seen that he did it, and like just all that type of shit just made me just like I could do music. Like I used to sing along with him, and I just like I got the vent into my. I got like I don't really speak to people. Like I can't really like come to you.
I'm honored.
With my problems.
I'm honored that I've earned the respect to be able to have that conversation because you don't really have that many interviews on YouTube. You got little 5-minute things.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing super in depth.
I don't really like speak to people because I just know how they could flip it on me or like just use it against me.
Right.
So I just use music to vent, to let out everything, my problems and everything.
Right.
I keep it real though. Everything I say in my songs, I mean it.
Were you ever drawn to any other types of expression like painting, drawing, art, anything like that? Or was it always primarily like music seemed like the way you were gonna get your shit out?
It was just always music. I don't know how to draw. Okay. I ain't got no steady hand for that. I don't know how to draw. I don't know how to paint. I don't know that. I could paint pictures in my music though.
When did you start to draw the connection between like you're appreciating Michael Jackson and shit, and then you start to realize at some point like, oh shit, there's rappers out here who are really talking about my life, like the type of life that I'm really
like,
living.
Like Lil Boosie.
Right, okay, that
Boosie get to talking. Boosie talked that shit when I was younger.
Right.
And like Lil Wayne used to talk like that too though, when, you know what I'm saying? But Boosie used to talk that shit.
Yeah.
And Gates.
Gates. He doesn't get mentioned enough, but yeah, he's a big inspiration on the new generation for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's dope. So how did you actually start making music? Did you know anybody who had access to a studio or anything like that?
I used to record off my phone.
Oh yeah, that's the new way.
I used to put it on SoundCloud and I used to have a beat on one phone and then I used my mama phone to record. And I used to write on a piece of paper. And I used to just be in there like this. Ain't no editing and nothing, I just on that raw, blood raw. You know what I'm saying? But I used to get like 2,000-3,000 views just off doing that. Wow. So I was like, man, I just, you know, back then when I was younger, I'm like 2,000-3,000 views. That's
cool.
That's cool for me.
That's more than people who go to my school.
Exactly. So then when I got in the little music group, they had a studio in their house. So I started recording in their house. I probably recorded like 2 songs with them. Mm-hmm. And like, and then I used to record somewhere else. But then he stopped and let me come to his thing because he felt like I was going to outshine him. So then, that was somebody off on the west side though. But then like, the other boys I used to run with, they took me to a real studio. And ever since then, I just took off. Like I just fell in love with it. The process of making music, the process of making like how I feel and explaining it more and how I sound with it. And like, I used to take it home to my brothers. I used to let my brother listen to it. And they used to like yeah,
but man, they were encouraging you, like they saw that you were better than the average person that was out.
Hell yeah, I ain't gonna lie, my brothers, they always like was always behind me. But like, I mean, you know, people gonna tell you like, oh, such and such when you're younger, but like when they really realize that I can be a big star, that's when like they just got to like, okay, come on, you need to go to the studio. You know what I'm saying, just stuff like that.
So is that helpful that they started to like encourage you and take a real interest in your career and shit, or was it, did it matter at that point, or were you so motivated you were gonna get it regardless?
I'm gonna be honest, any type of support always helped. But when I was younger, like I didn't care if you believed in me or not, I was gonna prove you wrong regardless.
Were you getting in a lot of trouble in school and like all that shit? Were you getting arrested at a young age, anything like that?
I'm gonna be honest. See, like in school, I ain't really give them a hard time. But I used to be bad, but they'd probably never catch me.
So, always wanted to be that kind of kid.
Yeah, I'd probably never be caught.
I was bad and I got caught.
You know how I probably start something with you, like I'd probably be messing with you, like throwing paper at you or something, I'd throw your desk or something. I might sit down, you probably do it, you'll probably get caught.
Right.
And you probably get suspended.
That's always how I felt. Or like whenever I would like do any kind of little criminal shit when I was like a little kid, that my fucking partner would always snitch on me or something. I never really had the homies that were gonna have my back like I wanted. And I was always just like, man, that's why I gotta join a gang or something.
Oh yeah, stick around, they be snitching. Them gangs be snitching too though.
Yeah, but that 6ix9ine shit made me realize that. Like, holy fuck, how could anybody feel comfortable doing some street shit when you got the fucking driver is a fucking informant?
That shit crazy. That's how life is. But look, I used to be like in and out of DDC though when I was younger, like Lil Juven. But like not nothing like serious. Until I got like the county, then I started doing like some little time in county and stuff. Then I got to realizing how real life feels, like okay, as in like, oh, I can be in here for the rest of my life type of shit. Right. I've seen niggas going up for 40, go to trial, lose 45 years, he got life.
How old were you when you first got sent in there, and how long was it for? Like a couple months
or something?
I
probably like 18, 19, and I probably went up for like almost a year.
For what?
Some extra shit. My brother fighting that case, so I ain't gonna speak on it.
Oh, okay. So you're just involved in some stupid shit?
Yeah, I got my I was involved in some. I wasn't even involved. I ain't gonna say that, but they placed me though.
Okay,
that's what they tried to say. Somebody was telling on me. Was trying to tell on me.
And so you're in there for a year, and then you come out. And does anything change in your life at that point?
Yeah, that's I signed the deal right soon I got out.
as soon as you got out, so you already had the labels talking to you and shit?
Yeah. I had shot, before I went in, I had shot my first video called Go to War.
Oh, okay.
But I was in there with a lot of my old homeboys. A lot of my old homeboys.
And so how are they feeling about the fact that you're actually trying to do the rapping thing?
See, look, they rap too, though.
Mm, but they probably ain't going nowhere with it, right?
I don't know what they doing. I ain't gonna lie, I don't be watching nobody.
Okay.
But listen.
If they had millions of plays, you'd probably know.
I probably would. I probably would.
Yeah. I'm sure they know that you got millions of plays.
A lot of niggas be trying to diss me, though.
Mm.
A lot of niggas be trying to diss me, but I don't give a fuck because I'm getting money.
See, that's the weird part. You start blowing up, and then all of a sudden, you got a bunch of nobody-ass motherfuckers want to talk about you.
It be so many people dissing me, and I never even seen them before in my life.
Right. And they act like they know you.
They act like they didn't know me or they bitched me before. Ain't nobody ever bitched me before.
Right.
Nobody never even played with me like that.
And that's the crazy
except
shit.
Except when I got shot.
Somebody could be like walking. You could have been at a party one time and somebody tried to get your attention and you just didn't say what up to him or whatever. And then they'll be on Instagram like 6 months later. I remember he tried to dub me at a party.
Feel what I'm saying? Just whole shit. Like, nigga, get out your body then.
Because you didn't even notice this dude standing there? But a lot of times, you know, you walk into a room and there's a famous rapper in that room. It's like everybody in that room is thinking about that rapper. And everything that happens in that room kind of relates back to that rapper.
Exactly.
You know, and that shit's scary. Like if you're in a room and fucking Jay-Z walks into that room, there ain't nothing else going on in the room.
Exactly.
You know, so
the eyes going to be on him.
Exactly. So the shooting accident, does that happen soon after you get out from doing that bit? Or?
Yeah. Soon, like 6 months later. And okay. I had got shot. And my brothers died.
Yeah, man. You lost three of your brothers?
Three of my brothers. One of them was my blood brother, too. How long ago was this?
Huh? How long ago was this?
This was last year.
Jesus Christ.
June 5th.
And you're just leaving the steakhouse?
The steakhouse.
Is that where you were? You were at some restaurant?
Oh, wasabi.
Right.
I don't like wasabi, though. It's nasty.
The actual wasabi? Yeah, that's disgusting.
The food nasty. I like chicken sandwiches and fried chicken.
Respect. Me, too.
And macaroni and cheese.
So you're just out there getting some food?
Mm-hmm. And no, it was my little brother's birthday.
Okay.
And we was out there celebrating, though.
And are you, like, you're eating and shit. Are you even thinking about yourself as being in the kind of situation where you have to worry about people trying to ride on you?
I always got to worry about it, but I ain't going to lie. We don't never go out to eat because we don't do nothing fun.
Right, yeah.
So that was, like, our first time going out like that. And, like, I ain't going to lie, we were slipping.
Just being too low-key?
Just moving sloppy. We don't even move like that.
Just nothing on you?
We wouldn't even move like that.
Mm. And so you're just walking out, and do you think that they were watching you the whole time you were in there?
Had to be.
Okay.
Cause ain't nobody just gonna just creep up on me like that.
Yeah.
They have to been sitting outside. It don't matter though, cause I don't know where they at.
And so this happened in the parking lot, or did they follow you?
They followed me at a red light.
Oh shit.
People like to blindside me.
And you were driving, or you were just in the car?
No, I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger side. They pulled up on my side.
And they just shot it up, and then they took off, so they were out of there, like, as soon as it happened?
When they shot it up, I was trying to shield my little brother.
Wow.
And then I was pushing us out the car on the other side. And by the time I got up, they was skirting away.
Holy fuck. And so did they pass away, like, immediately on the scene, or did any of them have to fight in the hospital?
My blood little brother died on the scene. My little brother named two times. That's my closest brother. He died right there on the scene.
And you got shot 8 times in this, and somehow you're the only one who survived.
Mm-hmm. You know, they used to blame me. They used to say I did it.
What, set it up or something?
Yeah.
If you set it up and you still got shot 8 times, then you probably didn't do a very good job setting it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do nothing to jeopardize my brother's life.
What the fuck?
These are close people that was to me in my life.
That you know since you were a little kid.
So I was way younger. My little brother, my blood little brother. We used to share everything together. We used to eat together, shower together.
Jesus.
Cry together.
What's going through your head when you're there at the scene waiting for the cops to come or the ambulance or whatever?
I ain't gonna lie. See, I had called my girlfriend because she was down the street.
Okay.
So I called her and she was there, but all I could think about was them. I wasn't really worried about me. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even like know I was shot that many times. I just knew I was shot.
Were the bullets in you like not as critical? Like you weren't bleeding out all crazy?
No, I was bleeding bad, but
I mean, you get shot eight times. It can't be anything too chill. Yeah.
Yeah, I was bleeding bad, but I wasn't worried about me at all. I was trying to. My little brother Royale, 23, he was laying on the floor, but I could never reach him. He was stuck. I couldn't never reach him, but he was calling out for my name, but I couldn't save him.
Holy shit. So then the cops, the ambulance comes, they bring you all to the hospital and stuff. Did it seem like you were stable, like from the beginning, or were you, was your life at risk as well?
I don't know.
It's all a blur?
I don't remember. I just was like, I didn't blank out either. I was up the whole time. I got shot 8 times, so it was at risk, but getting shot one time is at risk because you can get shot in your head and die.
Yeah.
But I didn't know where I was shot at until, I didn't know I was hit that one time until the doctor was calling it out while he was trying to fix me.
Right. So they're working on you, and then meanwhile, you're not even sure about exactly what's going on with your brothers?
The doctor told me I was finna die.
He told you it was over?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But my brother Foe was next door to me. They brought him back to life 4 times. He died the 4th time.
Holy fuck. And so while this is happening, you must have been so devastated by the idea of your brothers getting shot. Did you have that courage where you wanted to fight to stay alive? Or was there a part of you that was like, this situation's so fucked up, I don't even care?
Okay, look. Okay, I remember this. When I got shot, when I was on the ground, when my girlfriend was dead, I told her I was finna die. So, but when I got in up, I was trying to, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't trying to fight at all, because when they told me they were dead, I just felt like I was supposed to die too. So I was just there. But then something just clicked, was like, shit, I gotta be here.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that.
Like it was meant to be?
Like, no, I ain't gonna say that.
Or at least that you were meant to be, that you were meant to survive a lot of like really overwhelming odds because the message that you're trying to get out there is important enough.
I mean, yeah, because I'm going to forever keep their name alive. Mm. I won't let nobody forget them.
Right.
I can't even forget it.
Is that by far the closest people to you that you ever lost in your life? Or had you lost other people that you were super close with before that?
My uncle had died when I was like 13, 14. Mm-hmm. And he was like a daddy to me, because my dad was doing 15 years in prison. And he was like the head of our family. You know, you got that one person in that family that just control everything.
Right.
And when he died, that's when like shit got to really shaking weird. Mm-hmm. But then like the closest, this is my brother, my real, real brother, like my real brother. Like I got 8 brothers, but he was like the closest to me. Mm. Like, and ain't nobody close to me. And then I get him, this is my best friend. I met him when he was a little boy. And then this is my mud brother. I met him in 3rd grade.
So you got all their names all over your stomach and shit?
They face.
Oh, you got the faces as well, damn.
I got in the mud after they died.
Right. Just because you felt like you had to do something to commemorate them?
I mean, I ain't going to say that. But yeah, I'm going to say yeah, but then that's not really got it. I just got it because they meant something to me. They mean something to me. So anything that means something to me is on me.
Mm. Definitely.
So they forever stuck with me. So when you see me, I always got my shirt off. So when you see me, they're going to see them too.
When you wake up in the morning, is that, you look at yourself in the mirror and just get reminded every day of that's why you're, like, is that the idea to see that every day and get reminded of why you're fighting to be successful?
Exactly. Even when I get stuck, when I get stuck, I probably look down and look at them. Mm. But when I jump on stage, they all be there with me.
Definitely.
So I rock out like they there with me.
Did that make you a lot more serious about the music after this happened, or what changed?
It made me way more serious. It made me way more serious because they used to support me. Mm. So this always to dream about, talk about, all this, always to talk about. So it's just like, it'd be wrong if I didn't complete it.
Right. No, that's important for sure. What about your relationship with your girl? Did y'all get closer because of the fact that you needed her so much in that time when you were in the hospital and shit? Like, I feel like when really bad things happen to you, a lot of times it brings you closer to your girl.
Yeah, because when something bad happened to you and she don't walk out from you or leave me hanging.
Exactly.
And make it better because I know I could depend on her. Mm. She always be here. But I can say it made us closer to anything. I ain't gonna lie, day by day make us closer because I just know she there for me. Even when she was there, I didn't have a dollar in my pocket.
How long you been with her?
Like 4 years.
4 years. Okay, so it's when you didn't have shit too.
When I didn't have a dollar, but I knew her since 5th grade.
Mm.
She was dumb. I didn't have a dollar in my pocket. When I had no food. She used to bring me food. She's the first girl I ever took on a date.
Wow.
Our first date was going to the movies. You know how you're supposed to hold the dough?
Yeah.
I kept fucking up the whole day. The whole day I'm fucking up. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to hold the dough, don't I? Just fucking up. She thought that shit was cute.
But I bet a lot of like young people, like I bet she wasn't really used to other dudes holding the door for her and shit. Cause like that whole custom of like taking a girl on a date, it don't really exist the same way it used to. Like yeah. If you say to a girl, I want to take you to dinner and a movie, she is looking at you like either you are all cap or like you are the most fucking romantic gentleman on earth.
Exactly. But my girlfriend, she know I love the movies.
Mm.
She, like I said, she the first person I ever took to the movies. Mm. Or like, see, when we was young, we used to go to the mall and shit. But our mall had some movies right there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, everybody used to like go to the mall and then go try to hit the movies and shit. I never used to go in the movies. Cause I ain't want to take no girl no date. I ain't want to feel like a scrub.
But you love movies even at that time?
Yeah, I love movies.
You watch them at the crib and shit?
Hell yeah. No. Yeah, I watch them on my laptop now. But I like going to the movie theaters. When I say movie, I like going to the movie theater.
The whole experience.
Cause like, it's hard to get people somewhere, so many people in one place at one time to focus on one thing.
To share a communal experience.
And why no arguments, no fighting. And that's, I feel that's the only time you can get somebody to do that.
And you're not allowed to look at your phone, basically.
Exactly. And plus, you know I'm a rapper, so I gotta like duck and dodge. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But in the movie, it's dark, so you probably wouldn't even know I was down there. I don't be wearing no chains and shit though.
Because
I be trying to be like ducked off.
So you go low key in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have to yell at a kid, tell him to stop talking in the movie?
No, I ain't gotta do that.
I did one time, like it was probably 10 years ago, and there's a bunch of like 15 year old kids, and I just
turned
around. Yo, shut the fuck up. I lost my fucking mind. My girlfriend at the time was looking at me like, but it's at the same time, like, man, people whispering to me, like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because they were loud as fuck.
I already know. My homeboys used to be bad as fuck like that.
You're probably one of them.
They used to do shit on purpose. They do it on purpose just so people. Yeah. I just did some shit today, ain't gonna lie. We was driving. I was with my brother Red down in Sosa. We're driving. This was like on the way here. So we coming down, and it's somebody on a bike riding in the middle of the street. So I'm just being a jackass. I'm like, I get behind it. Just blowing the horn, they stopped the bike. Like, what the fuck do you? I still blow the horn at their ass. All the cars on the side of me just laughing because I'm dying. I'm like, man, this shit funny as fuck.
Oh man, that's hilarious, bro. Wait, so your music was, so when this shooting happened though, was it the type of situation where you were already starting to shine, and that might have been part of why people were trying to come at you, or was this just regular old neighborhood bullshit? Because once you're a rapper, everybody want to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm going to be honest. See, if I don't know where it came from. I'm don't know where it came from. Because everybody in my city claim they shot me.
Oh, it's one of them.
And all them rappers, all them bitch-ass rappers say they shot me.
Really?
So how the fuck all y'all shot me? How the fuck all y'all did that? Y'all don't even know each other.
You know who did it?
No.
Is it open case for anybody?
Nah, I don't know who did it for real, though, to be honest with you. I don't really know.
Right.
But
is it an open case for anybody? Did you get arrested in relation to this? No?
Them police don't fuck with me. They don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck that they don't give a fuck. Cause shit, I don't give a fuck. I don't like seeing nobody in jail. No way. Cause jail ain't the place to be.
Right.
That's worse than dying.
So you don't. If you knew that somebody shot at you or shot you or whatever, you wouldn't wish jail upon them.
I don't wish jail on nobody.
I wish everything upon them. Jail, death, AIDS, all that shit.
Jail is fucked up.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you, if somebody's, I ain't gonna say that. But look, I'm gonna tell you, in jail. That's the worst place to be.
Mm.
I don't even see you gotta go. You been in jail before?
24 hours, worst 24 hours of my life.
Exactly. So imagine spending 45 years in prison though. In prison, I ain't never been in prison, but even just being in the county, just like me having a feeling like missing out on life. Mm-hmm. See, the jail I was in, we didn't see no sunlight. We couldn't tell if it's light or dark outside unless you look at the clock. But sometimes the clock will break.
All these dudes, you're smelling other dudes, taking shits. In front of everybody. Food is terrible. Everything, yeah.
Nasty ass food.
I was sleeping on the ground with my shoe as a pillow.
Food so bad, you know what's food. You know the routine of the food, so you know what's coming tomorrow.
Mm.
I can't go get no McDonald's. And then McDonald's is like, I'll eat to them.
And now here you can, if for me, if I'm eating McDonald's, I'm going to feel kind of gross. I'm going to go eat a salad after. And in there, there's no choice. Like, you feel gross, you want to eat healthy food? No, sorry, here's another sandwich.
Yeah, there's nasty-ass sandwich right on the menu.
Exactly.
You gotta put mustard on it. Mm. I like mustard, though.
Yeah, I grew into mustard. I didn't like it when I was younger, but I love it now.
I like mustard. I like to have chips on mine, but they don't got chips.
That Dijon mustard was a gateway drug. That got me on the real shit.
What's the real mustard?
Grey Poupon.
That's what it's called? With the yellow bottle.
That's some gas shit. Oh, you mean Hellman's, probably?
Probably. That shit's so good.
Mm.
The one that be at the barbecues.
Yeah, the classic.
I like barbecue hot dogs. Not the real barbecue sauce on there, but grill.
Yeah, the grill marks.
With the black stuff coming out.
I mean, I just want grill marks on everything I eat. I just love that blackened, crusty outside type shit on food.
That bitch be so good.
That's what's all about.
And the hamburgers.
I'm a hamburger guy. If I could just eat whatever I want, I'd be in cheeseburgers every meal of the day.
He's a hamburger guy.
Did you get into the whole Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes thing? How you feel about that?
Tell me about that chicken sandwich.
Yeah, they had the chicken sandwich.
I ain't never had that chicken sandwich, but I'd probably be the one to taste it. I'll tell you how good it is because I love chicken sandwiches.
I had it, but it was a 2-day-old version. There was a guy who was buying tons of them and then driving around selling them for a markup, selling it for 10, 15, whatever.
He a real hustler.
That's a real hustler right there, right?
I'm going to tell you, I never had it, but I've been looking for it, but they ain't going to sell it for another month, I think.
Really?
But I'm telling you, I went into that because I'm going to tell you about this. If I like Chick-fil-A, but I like Popeyes over Chick-fil-A. But say if I like Popeyes and Popeyes beefing with Chick-fil-A, guess what? I ain't gonna never fuck with Chick-fil-A.
Really?
That's how I see things.
That's how committed you are to your set?
Exactly. I ain't got no set. But that's how committed I'm is.
Popeyes is the set, bro. Chick-fil-A is the ops.
I'm telling you, exactly. That's how it'll be. I just had Chick-fil-A though, so Popeyes probably be mad at me.
Mm.
They might try to ask me out.
I mean, Popeyes, I've just been a loyal fanatic since I was a kid, and then Chick-fil-A's closed one day out of the week. And you know, that ain't cool to me. I need to be going in any day of the week.
Trust me. Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays.
Because they're hella religious.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, right? You religious?
People don't even like, some people don't even like Chick-fil-A. They don't be wanting Chick-fil-A until Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. You only want, that's like you don't even care about fucking your girl, and then she's on her period, and you're like, God damn, I'm horny.
I still fuck my girlfriend on her period.
Me too, I did last night. I'd be nutting her when she's on her period, too.
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
My girlfriend would get mad if I don't.
Yeah, it's time to run the red light. So, Chloe, you named the whole EP after?
Yeah. Hey, my brother say, you don't stop at red light. What do you say at red light?
I go hard in the paint.
My brother say,
shout out Walker. We're going hard in the paint. For you, Walker.
Hey, my brother say, he run a red light.
I ran the red light. Yeah, you stop at that shit, you're in trouble.
On game.
Yeah.
I don't stop at red lights no more.
You learn your lesson. You don't stop at that red light.
I lost my life at a red light.
You can make a light. You can make a life at a red light now.
On game.
Just rip that Magnum off.
You can make one and take one.
But wait, so that's interesting though, because like myself, I'm super public about my relationship with my girl and shit. Everybody knows.
Me too. I got YouTube channel.
See, I like that though, that it's about you, because a lot of dudes are kind of low key. They want to tuck their girl away. They don't want to make her famous or whatever. I like that you're just out here like, nah, living your truth.
Guess what? I'm going to tell you something that's real, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. Ever since I started promoting me and my girlfriend more.
People like you more?
People get to liking me more and my streams go up. And guess what? My girlfriend make her own money now. She make just off her being her, Young and Ace girlfriend.
What, she got Fashion Nova deal?
Chloe, all that.
Tummy T.
I got Fashion Nova deal too.
Me too.
But she just, Tummy T, how you know about that?
I just see girls slanging that shit.
Oh yeah, they be sending her shit. You feel what I'm saying? Just off that right there, that's just more money. Like that make her feel more welcome because my girlfriend not a lazy girl.
Yeah.
Like even when I in the beginning when I was making so much money, she used to be like, I'm finna go get me a job. I say, for what? She said, cause I want to make my own money.
Hmm.
I just be like, no, you good. I can get you anything you want. She said, no, I want to work for mine. But I told her she get a job, then she gonna be able to be with me.
Hmm.
I was bullshitting just so she gonna get a job. But
not a job where people can go bugger and shit.
They I don't even want her to do that. See, if she don't get the job, it probably be some shit in the house. Like, she exactly. not, I got her own, well, she got her own hair stuff now.
See?
She do hair. I mean, like, not do people hair, but, like, she do the wigs and shit.
Right.
Make them and shit. She real raw with that shit now.
That's tight. No, I agree totally. People, like, when you're just out here being single and shit, it's like people.
That shit boring.
They see you as a boring type of person. And then once you, bro, if you had a kid right now, that shit would blow up.
I don't know. I've been trying to have one for so long. But for look, real? Check me out. Hell yeah. Ooh. But look, I'm going to tell you. See, look.
You shooting blanks?
Being single. I think so. I think so. I don't think my shit worked. I got to go to the doctor.
We got to find out.
Yeah. Look, check me out, though. When, goddamn. Say, check me out with my, damn, what I was about to say. Something about.
About making a baby.
About making a baby. I think it was something before that. I forgot.
Goddamn. I got a question. You what smoke up? Or do drugs or anything?
I'm going to be honest. I don't do nothing.
You don't do nothing?
But I ain't going to lie. I just smoked the J the other night.
How was it? You were on the moon?
My girlfriend going to be mad. She see this interview.
But she don't want you smoking?
I don't smoke. I used to smoke when I was younger, like, so much. But, like, I kind of stopped because it was like, you know how you do? I would see I do music, so it made me seem like I can't record unless I smoke.
Mm. A lot of people get into that.
You feel me? And I ain't want to let it beat me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was stopping, then I went to jail, and that made it even better. Because when I got out, like, I knew I ain't need it. So ever since then, I don't smoke or drink. Wait, take that back. I just started drinking, though.
The Henny?
No. Patron.
Mm.
We got drunk as fuck in New York.
There you go.
Me, Red Dot.
You got to live it up once in a while. If you ain't an alcoholic, get drunk once in a while. You got to live it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I ain't a pissy drunker, though. I don't drink every day. But, like, I probably, like, go get me some right here. You know what I'm saying? I drink with my girlfriend.
Mm.
Or, like. You know what I'm saying? Just like, just shit like that. Like, I don't do the smoking shit, but I don't do no type of drugs.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
A lot of rappers be looking at me crazy when they see I come in there, and I don't do no type of drugs.
And a lot of times when it comes to like that studio vibe, that people start to get into that mentality. They're like, oh, I drank some lean in the studio when I made a good song, so I'm going to drink lean. And now I need lean again, every time in the studio. Time. Oh, but, I did a line of coke and I did a good hook on that song. I need a line of coke every time I do anything.
On game.
That shit gets real scary real quick.
My brother Quando. He called me, he'd get on my ass. Man, Ice, is how he talk. Man, Ice, you don't do no drugs, huh? Man, you lame as a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But he just be bullshitting, though.
Hey, tell Quando to fuck with me. We got to get an interview with him one day.
I love that nigga.
Bro, I was watching this long-ass Instagram live clip of you and him and shit, and it was, like, titled. Like, it made me think y'all were really beefing in the video.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched, like, 20 minutes. Y'all were just laughing and joking around the whole time. I'm like,
they be doing that on Instagram. I mean, they do that when they screen record us. But I can never beef with Quando. He my brother. I was fucking with him before I even, like, blew up big.
Okay. So you got good relationships with him. I seen you got the song with Young Boy. And has that relationship always been good?
Yeah, I'm good with everybody.
Okay. Cool.
I can't beef with no rappers.
Okay. You ever tapped in with Kodak?
Nah, I ain't never tapped in with Kodak. Free Kodak, though.
You a fan of him?
Yeah, Kodak Raw.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be real. I ain't really a fan of nobody.
Okay.
But Kodak raw as fuck. When I say I ain't friend nobody, they don't mean nobody not raw, because everybody raw.
Mm.
Even Lil Yachty, he raw as fuck.
Yachty's
when
raw.
When I was younger, I didn't think he was raw at all until I got to realize what he was saying.
Mm.
He really dope.
He's a good ass dude, too.
I ain't gonna lie, I just seen him in Atlanta, but in the airport, I seen him, I just walked right past him, though.
For real?
I ain't wanna. You feel me?
He probably knows who you is, though, because he's like hella tapped in with the underground. He knows about everything.
He ain't seen me, though.
Yeah.
I had my hoodie on because I had just came from Puerto Rico.
If you got the chains hidden, then you're anonymous, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Chains hidden, hoodie up. That's why I'm so impressed when I got my hoodie up and I'm walking somewhere and somebody's like, yo, Adam, can I get a picture? I'm like, shit, you earned it because I got like this much of my face showing.
I don't never tell nobody no for pictures.
Mm.
A lot of people be telling people no, but look.
I wish I could say that. I had to turn down something.
I never can say no. If it's no, it's because my security guard said no.
Mm.
Or my manager, like, home, we got to go to a show. But I never say no, because guess what? That's promotion.
When you roll around, what's your entourage like? What's your team like? Like,
do you... I appreciate them, though.
Yeah,
I appreciate them. That's why I take my pictures.
No, actually, I want to tell you something interesting. There's this lady running for president, Elizabeth Warren, and she, after every night when she does her speech or whatever, promoting her presidency shit, she sits around, she waits 5 hours taking a selfie with every single person there who wants a selfie. And it makes a lot of sense because it's like you might have thousands of people posting up a photo on their Facebook, on their Instagram of them with you. And yeah, maybe that's just a regular ass person. And they only know a couple hundred people. Mm. But that's a real, like, those couple hundred people who see it exactly. might be like, damn, she's legit because she really, like, waited to take a selfie mm-hmm. with this person I'm friends with. That shit goes a long way.
That make them go footwell. Mm. And they probably be like, oh, I need to go there too.
Because that's the best thing. People want the close personal reaction. If you exactly. never respond to a fan, they're going to be looking at you like, nah, you don't fuck
and
with
get
us.
What? I read all my comments on Instagram and on YouTube too. I read all. So I be seeing what y'all be saying too.
That's important.
They be talking shit sometimes too. Mm. But I find it funny because people gonna they going to say what they want to say. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm doing me.
For sure.
But I read everybody's comments. I even comment back sometimes.
Yeah.
Or people be DMing me about their life story. I DM them back sometimes.
I like DMing back random people and then screenshotting it and putting it on the story so that people think I'm going to respond to them too.
Yeah, that's kind of dope.
But it's fun.
To be real, I don't be doing that. I don't screenshot nothing. I don't even like, you know, when you see like homeless people
yeah.
or like, you know, people be like recording themselves, giving them shit. I never did that before.
Oh, really?
I just give it to them. I be giving it like hundreds of dollars.
Really?
But I kind of stopped because somebody jipped me one time.
Really?
I was in Atlanta Mall. You better watch Atlanta. They good with that shit.
What, pickpocketing and shit?
Nah, hell nah. Nobody know pickpocketing. They stealing. Nobody never stole from me. Except my brother. But listen, we was in Atlanta. I went in the mall and shit. You know, they be having the young little boys. I ain't even going to fuck up their game because I know what they be doing. So I ain't even going to talk about the little boys. But it was a grown man. He was with his family. He was like, oh, age, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? He like, man, help me and my family get a hotel and we stuck out here for the night, da 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 da, type shit, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, me being me, cause I used to struggle a lot. So I took out like a couple hundred dollars, probably like a couple hundred. I gave it to him. I'm like, y'all just getting what? He had his kids with him. I go around the block. I mean, I go around like to another store. I come back there and store shopping. I say, oh, for real? That's how y'all doing it? I ain't even speak on it.
Wow.
Now you just fucked it up.
That dude's a master scammer.
All them niggas do that shit.
But you want to know, that's the fucked up part is if you want to rob somebody and you're willing to really like manipulate them emotionally, you can pull off anything.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about that because I know dudes back in the day who they used to like go to the bar, link up with a bitch, bring her back to her place, fuck her, and then she would wake up in the morning and all that shit would be gone.
Exactly.
And I'm like, bro, you are the most grimy, devious motherfucker because she's trusting you so much. She's letting you into her pussy and you're taking her laptop and her phone and all this shit. I'm like, you are so disgusting, bro.
Guess what? When I used to be younger, my homeboys, right? So they were probably like 13, 14. And then my homeboy would probably have some hoes over. And we'll probably be fucking them, right? They'll go in their purses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done it too. I can't lie.
The girls would be mad as hell. Like, then they always trying to come to me. Oh, your own boy took my such and such amount of money. I used to be like, them boys ain't take nothing. I go ask them about it. You know what I'm saying? But that's when I was younger, though.
Yeah, I would try to like take a little 20 that she wasn't gonna notice, but then I would have some homies hundreds. That would take everything that was in there.
They take everything, don't leave nothing in there like it's a brand new purse.
I'd be trying to do it slick so they wouldn't really know.
Like, no.
Crazy. Yo, so where do you feel like you're at with your music right now in terms of what you want to accomplish, what you need to do to get to the next level? You know, you're crushing it on the YouTube views and everything, but what do you want to do to take it to the next level?
What I need to do is I just need to work harder, work more. I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest. When I used to be so hungry for it, right? I'm still hungry for it. But I used to be so hungry, but then when I started like getting a lot of stuff, seeing more money, I got comfortable for a little bit. But I had to just snap back to reality. Like, this shit can be going tomorrow.
And you could be 100 times bigger than you are right now, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
Like, you might be hyped on where you are, but reality is that there's no ceiling. You could take exactly. that shit so much further.
Past the stars.
It's hard to like sometimes get into that mentality because before you were fighting to just be able to have enough money to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're comfortable. You got to start thinking about, well, shit, I want to be comfortable for 20, 30 years.
I want to make sure my grandkids comfortable.
Mm.
But no, for real, like I just got to work harder and like I expand my brain more. The more I record, the more I let more shit out, or the more like the different shit I talk about.
Mm. You get better with experience.
Exactly. So Exactly. That's even better, especially when it's real. When it's real life, it come out easier.
Whenever I will always like be getting ready for an interview and go listen to a rapper and then listen to him 3 years before that, and I'm like, damn, like they got so much better. I was listening to an old Gunna feature from like 3 years ago.
Gunna.
I'm like, god damn, Gunna is so much. He sounds so much more comfortable on track right now. You know, it's like even the rappers that we just take it for granted right now that they're dope. They're dope because they work their asses off.
Mm-hmm. That what I had to learn that. But I always used to work hard. I never been a lazy type of person.
Mm.
But like, I ain't gonna lie, that's mainly it. Cause I got the music, I got the talent, I got the mindset. I gotta apply it.
For sure.
Put pressure on it.
I'm impressed, man. This is a good interview. We got deep.
Trust me. Gotta go deeper.
That was dope, man. So are you working on anything in particular right now? You got project in the works?
Okay, look, I just dropped a song called Bad Bitch, right?
Saw that.
But they made me say Bad Chick. But it's Bad Bitch. Got me a Bad Bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just dropped it the other day, but I got a remix on it with Black Youngster. And it's on my Step Harder mixtape. I got Step Harder mixtape. It's dropped, I think, in November.
Free Black Youngster.
Nah, he out right now.
Oh, he is out? Good.
I just talked to him this morning.
You gotta be careful in Texas.
I love that nigga, Black Youngster.
Black Youngster, be careful how you're moving around in Texas.
Yeah, I love that nigga.
Funniest, coolest, man. When I had him on the podcast, I was so happy.
Get what? That's what I love him even more, just cause he remind me of my little brother.
Oh, really?
He just goofy as fuck and like don't give a fuck, and he's just gonna keep it real.
He's the kind of dude that his energy is just infectious. He makes everybody else start having fun just by.
Exactly, just out the way. He just pulled up to one of my shows. I was on tour. He popped up on me.
Yeah.
And we performed and shit. I just turned. Damn, we turned around and went to his show right after it and turned that bitch up.
That's
I fuck with that nigga so much, I ain't gonna lie to you. He be teaching me a lot of shit, though. He be talking to me like, be trying to like school me on things, like shit I can do in life, the more money I can see, or how easy it is to make this right here, how quick it is to make this million. Look how quick it is. Hey, watch this.
You know what I'm saying? Knowledge.
I fuck with him.
Me too. Facts. Yo, I'm just hyped that you came in, bro. This is a good
interview. I'm turned. I came in too. I ain't gonna lie.
This is the definitive document. If they want to know exactly who you are, I feel like we got the best interview so far. So
Trust me, that's
important.
Make this interview better than your last interview.
Who was my last interview? Who did I have yesterday? I forget.
Too many interviews.
Way too many. It's a big old fucking blur. Fuck.
Make every interview better than your last interview.
We're trying. But sometimes people come in off the Zans, and then that can be kind of tough.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm sober. My mind be sober. I get retarded, though. Sober.
Yeah. Oh, that's important. Yo, man. Young and Ace. Appreciate you, bro.
Oh, yeah. Bet that up, man. You know what it is.
Thank you so much. Everybody go check his shit out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all that.
Believe that. Go get it. And I got that Step Harder finna drop.
Facts.
I got a lot of artists on that, too, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't really do artists, but I fought with these artists.
Well, there you go.
Like, I don't do features, but now I got a lot of features, though.
We're going to check that out for sure. All right. Young and Ace, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want support.
Do all that.
Go check his shit out, too. Appreciate you, man.
Big step, big ATK. I live for the day I might die tomorrow.
Boom.